Right now, terrorism and the war in Iraq. According to assessments by American intelligence agencies, the American invasion and occupation of Iraq actually increased the overall threat of global terrorism. This appraisal is based on a 30-page national intelligence estimate that was completed in April. The classified report represents the view of 16 government spy services and is the first formal assessment of the Iraq War's role in the spread of global terrorism. The findings were first reported in the New York Times. Rohan Gunaratne is a terrorism expert and the author of Inside Al-Qaeda, Global Network of Terror. He joins us now by phone from Singapore. Hello, welcome, Rohan.
Hi.
Hi. Now, I know it's nearly 4 a.m. over there in Singapore, so first of all, let me thank you for taking the time so early in the morning to talk with us, and I hope you get an extra chocolate on your pillow. And let me start by asking
pleasure
you,
to talk to you.
How significant is this national intelligence estimate, and what do you think about its reported findings?
It is very important for the U.S. intelligence community to release such an assessment. It shows that the part of the U.S. government can make accurate, reliable estimates, because we have seen that the political leadership of the United States have failed to conclude that the Iraq war has in fact increased the threat of terrorism. So this assessment will make the United States think very intelligently that they had made a mistake with regard to Iraq, and that in fact the war in Iraq has caused exactly an unintended consequence, and they will take into account this in their future planning.
It has to be said, of course, that we have not seen this report in its entirety, that it is classified. But do these findings, as they have been reported in by news organizations, comport with what you have been seeing and hearing in the field?
Yes, certainly. If you look at Inside Al-Qaeda, Global Network of Terror, which was published in 2002 and written in 2001, there's one passage where I said that that in fact, if the United States invades Iraq, Al-Qaeda will be the winner. So I think that there were a few specialists who worked on Al-Qaeda, who worked on Iraq, who said that U.S. invasion of Iraq will certainly create the conditions for jihadism to emerge. And I think that in the more recent past, several independent specialists have also come to that conclusion. But what is significant is that in this case, a part of the U.S. government is saying this.
I'd like to speak to that in a moment, but how, in your opinion, is the Iraq war contributing to the spread of jihadism as you described it?
We have seen that the suffering, the anger, the resentment, the humiliation of the Muslims in Iraq has been ably exploited by the extremist groups, the terrorist groups worldwide, when it comes to the Muslim community. And they have been able to recruit and generate more funds from the Muslim community. The Muslims are very angry about the U.S. invasion and occupation of Iraq. They see no justification whatsoever for the United States or any other country to do that, because firstly, there were no weapons of mass destruction found. Secondly, there was no link between Saddam and Al-Qaeda.
How does the fact that there has been so much death from sectarian violence in Iraq contribute to this dialogue? I mean, the fact that you've got some are already calling it a civil war, and some are calling it, a religious war. But how does the fact of there being so much death attributed to essentially Muslim-on-Muslim, violence contribute to the rise of further interest in attacking, the U.S. and sort of the Western countries?
I think that Zakaria, Musa al-Zakari, the architect of the sectarian violence in Iraq, he was very keen to do this because he believed that once there was such sectarian violence, it will sufficiently radicalize the Sunni Muslims. And these Sunni Muslims will now be polarized to choose a side. And certainly some Sunni Muslims have clearly chosen the side of Al-Qaeda in Iraq, have chosen a side that is opposed to the current government, which is largely a Shia government in Iraq. So this is what Zarqawi wanted to do. And in many ways, today the violence is killing at least 100 Iraqis a day. And it is driving the agenda of the extremists in Iraq.
You had said earlier that this was significant because this is these are U.S. government agencies which are coming to this conclusion. And we've seen in the past that there have sometimes been strong bureaucratic differences in the policies that have been pursued by top levels of the Bush administration, and there have been individuals within other agencies that strongly oppose it. And these kinds of reports become part of the interagency dialogue, if you will. Do you think that the reason this report is surfacing now is kind of part of that, a bureaucratic effort to achieve policy outcomes that are not being heard by, say, the political leadership?
I believe that this report is going to help the United States immensely to rethink of its future plans and policies. I believe that the American people will do what is right, because I think that it is true that President Bush made a mistake by going to Iraq, but today it will be a huge mistake to withdraw. And I think that if today the United States withdraws from Iraq, the threat of terrorism will grow very significantly in Iraq. So I think it is important not to hide and not to discuss this issue. I think this report will make the American government and the American leaders discuss this issue.
What, in your opinion, should the U.S. be doing to fight the spread of terrorism? Because you did express the view that perhaps the invasion was a mistake to begin with, but that now would be very costly and, in your view, very devastating to withdraw now. So what steps should the U.S. be taking?
Wherever there's a conflict zone, whether it is man-made like Iraq or whether it's naturally created, I think that it is so important for us to stabilize those conflict zones. Because if you look at the history of terrorism, the contemporary wave, starting with the Palestinians, the Lebanese, the Kashmiris, the Afghanis, the Iraqis, the people from Mindanao. Wherever there's a conflict, there has been terrorism. So I think that it is so important today for the international community to stabilize those conflict zones. So I think that that in many ways what has happened in Iraq today serves us as a lesson learned or lesson identified for our future. So there must be more commitment on the part of the international community to have a strategic response, to have a long-term response to the threat of terrorism. And one is the stabilization of conflict zones. Secondly is no overreaction. I believe that the U.S. intervention in Afghanistan was fully justified. The terrorists were having a huge training infrastructure there. But we believe that the invasion and occupation of Iraq was driven more by political need rather than national security considerations.
Thank you, Professor. Thank you, Professor Gunaratna. Rohan Gunaratna, he is a terrorism expert and the author of Inside Al-Qaeda, Global Network of Terror. He joined us from Singapore. Thank you so much for staying with us.
Thank you.